On today's show, Volkswagen's diesel woes continue. China reveals when its EV sales targets go into effect, and Chevy celebrates 100 years of pickup trucks. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. China announced sales quotas for electric and plug-in hybrid cars, and it's giving the auto industry a bit of a break. Originally, the rules were going into effect next year, but the government is delaying them an extra year. Automakers will receive credits for selling those types of vehicles, and by 2019, the credits must be equivalent to 10% of an automaker's annual sales, and that figure jumps to 12% in 2020. A single vehicle can be worth multiple credits depending on its range and performance, so that 12% figure will likely translate to about 4% of actual vehicle sales. Any car maker that sells 30,000 or more vehicles a year must comply with these rules. If they don't meet them, they can buy credits from another OEM, or they'll be fined. China is aiming to have EVs and plug-in hybrids account for a fifth of all car sales by 2025. Volkswagen set aside nearly $27 billion to help pay for its diesel scandal in the U.S. Part of that was to help pay for retrofitting nearly 500,000 vehicles that were equipped with emission cheating software. But the fix is turning out to be harder and taking longer than the company anticipated. Because of that, VW is now setting aside another $3 billion to fix the engines, which pushes its scandal cost to nearly $30 billion in the U.S. alone. And Bloomberg reports that will put a big dent in its third quarter numbers. Analysts estimated around a 4.5 billion euro earnings for the company, but that charge will drop it by more than half. Say, remember Honda's little urban EV concept that it debuted in Frankfurt? Now the automaker is teasing an EV sports car ahead of the Tokyo show that's based on the same platform. Few details are available, but Honda says it combines EV performance with artificial intelligence and a friendly front fascia. Tokyo Motor Show kicks off in late October. Still to come, Hyundai introduces the new Accent.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
Yeesh, the Hyundai Accent is really taking it on the chin. Through the first 8 months of the year, sales are down nearly a third in the U.S. So the new model, which Hyundai just introduced at the Orange County Auto Show, couldn't have come at a better time. As you can see, it adopts the company's signature grille, and it features a character line that runs the length of the car. It's also slightly wider and longer than the previous model. The interior has also been updated and comes standard with a 5-inch touchscreen. A 7-inch screen is also available. Under the hood, the Accent features an updated 1.6-liter 4-cylinder engine with direct injection that's mated to a 6-speed manual or automatic transmission. The new powertrain improves fuel economy by 7%. 2018 Accent hits dealerships in the U.S. this fall. Well, Chevrolet is celebrating 100 years of trucks over the next 100 days, and as part of the festivities, the brand revealed special centennial editions of the Silverado and Colorado. The trucks feature design elements inspired by older models, like unique centennial blue paint, exclusive heritage bowtie emblems, and 100-year badges inspired by colors and design cues found on early Chevrolet trucks. I would hope the heritage emblems make it to the aftermarket, because that's the coolest bowtie I've seen in a while. The Centennial Silverado hits dealers next month, and the Colorado follows in November. And speaking of the Silverado, Chevrolet just announced that all Class 4 and 5 trucks will now be branded Silverado. The medium-duty vehicles will first see the new name late next year. Chevy did not give a reason for the switch, but I've got to believe it's got something to do with how it advertises Silverado sales. Coming up next, why traveling in autonomous drones could become a normal part of everyday travel.
Lear Kinexis is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Earlier this week, a German company called Volocopter staged the first public test of a drone taxi, or what's officially called a vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, or VTOL for short. While it might seem like pie-in-the-sky thinking, there are many people that believe these vehicles could become a normal part of transportation, including our panel on Autoline this week. In the following clip, they discuss why we're starting to see so much activity in this industry.
So in general, the idea is to reduce the pressure off the roads, which means we have to have a lower concentration of vehicles on the road doing certain jobs. And whether the job is moving cargo or, you know, doing accident forensics or doing passenger mobility, what our plan is and you know, our mission is to basically deliver an air vehicle which is simple, safe, and robust that can facilitate cargo or passenger transport between, you know, the top 50 airports in the United States to a 60-mile radius and range around that airport. So essentially connecting airports, cities, and suburbs, which at the end of the day would reduce that pressure off the road. Now, we're looking at, according to the Department of Transportation, NASA, 47% of all miles traveled on the ground will be replaced by VTOL transport.
So almost half of all traffic.
By 2030.
Wow.
By 2030.
That's around the corner. In automotive terms, that's just a couple of design cycles.
And that's when I see the total revolution to autonomous modules as opposed to the cars that we own and drive today. Yeah. And those will be, nobody's going to want to own one of these things. You just order them up, use it, and that's part of the solution to urban congestion as well. Right now, 90% of all cars on the road are not operating at any given time, but they're using up parking structures, parking spaces, and they're just clogging everything. That goes away. That alone will free up a lot of space.
To learn more about VTOL aircraft, you can watch that entire episode right now on our website, autoline.tv, or just look for it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.